If we're going to give the shtar back to the malva, he'll come and take away lekuchas that was sold between Nisan and Tishrei, and really he has no right to get it. So Chura, why? Why are we afraid like this, Rata Gemara? Hosanami there also. Leheder, let's return the shtar chayv to the malva. And what are we afraid about? Maybe the malva will take away lekuchas lekedin. The chiyos lemitra, when the malva comes and wants to collect away the property from the lekuchas, namely, let lekuchas say back to the malva, I see Raya, you bring me a proof. Amos, not the shtar chayv liyodach. When exactly did you get the shtar chayv? When exactly did you make the maisavo? I don't trust the date in the shtar. Maybe it was written up way before the actual loan took place. So there we see, we're not afraid of it. We don't say that. Salkam by get, we do say it. So once I say it, it's a big difference. Amri, hocha gabi get isha over here by get isha. Osi, lakech betova. Here's lakech, the one that bought the peiros off the husband. If the isha ever comes to take it away from him, he'll come and complain. Why? Amri will say like this. Hai da hadrin alei rabban legita. You know why the rabbanin gave her back a get? Like, we know the story. We know that get was lost, and the rabbanin said to give the get back to you. But you know why the rabbanin said to give it back to you? Mishum delay tagin. Because they don't want you to remain an igun. No, they want you to have a get to get remarried. V'taysif. Hash to the kashka mitra, but now that you want to come and collect lekuchas, the peiros back from me, but taysif v'taysi raya, amos motigit liyodei. But I want you to bring me proof, though, exactly when the get was really chal. In other words, I understand, even though it would be a suffix, if the get was really given by the date it says, or was given later, the Rabbanan would still say, give this get back to the Isha. Because we want the Isha to have a proof that she's Megereshes. It's Nogayata to remarry somebody. So therefore, we understand why she got the get back. Even if the get was written too early, still the Rabbanan would say she could take the get. So therefore, the Lekuchas would ask her, though, if you're going to come now take away the peris from us, I want you to prove it exactly when the get was chal. Mashenkein hocha gabi shtachov here by shtachov. That we wouldn't say that svara. Lo yosu lakech v'tovayil. The lakech now will not come and complain against the malva. How come you take my property right now? Because they'll say over there like this. Midahadru na le rabbonin l'shtachov. Since the rabbonin let the malva receive the shtar, as they know that shtachov was lost, and the rabbonin said, give it back to the malva. And so pshita l'may hilkos sahadru na le. Why did the Rabbanan say the Malva should get the shtar? Is Lemitra. The only purpose of holding on to a shtar is to be able to take away from the kuchos. If so, Shmamina, the Lakech would say, Shmamina, I hear from here clearly, that come Rabbanan the Milsei. The Rabbanan understand clearly what happened here with the shtar. Or Machmedidi, Moti Shtar Liyodei. And before I bought this property for sure, that loan really took place. So therefore, by regular Baal Chayv, here the Lakuchos would not come and double check upon the Malva to ask him, when exactly did you lend the money? Because here the Lekuchu would say, listen, why did the Rabbanan give him back the shtar? The Rabbanan knows that a malva with the shtar uses it to collect from the Lekuchas, from Shibudim. So therefore, if the Rabbanan gave it back to him, for sure the Rabbanan was summoned to the shtar as a good shtar. So that's why by a Baal Chayv, the other Rabbanan make up the corner just the opposite. Don't return the shtar, because they were afraid maybe the shtar has the date Nisan inside it, and that's when they wrote up the shtar, but they actually didn't lend the money until Tishrei. So really, you don't have a right to collect lekuchas until Tishrei, therefore you're not supposed to return such a shtar. Now, Mishnah says the same thing applies by Shechruri Avodim. If you find the shtar Shechruri Avodim in the street, so it says we don't return it, because we're afraid maybe the master decided not to give the get to his eved. Tan Rabbanan, look like this. Motzei shtar Shechruri b'shuk. Somebody finds the shtar Shechruri in the street. So it depends. Bizman sharav moido. If the master admits that he wrote it for his eved, yachta, give it back to the eved. Ein rav moido yachta. The master does not admit, don't give it back to the eved. Don't return to either one of them. So Mar asked a question about Bizman Sharav Moida. If the master admits that he wrote up the shtar shichru to his eved, we give it to him mihu yachzer liyeved v'yamai. Why? Nechesh, why are we afraid? Shema kos litle benisim. Maybe the master wrote up the shtar in Nisan. He thought then he's going to free his eved. But v'lenos m'laya Tishrei. He only really freed him in Tishrei. So what's the problem? Let's be afraid. V'ozel avda v'konon nechosim benisim v'atishrei. Maybe in between this time between Nisan and Tishrei, the Eved bought property. V'ozel harav v'zavninu. And the Rav in between sold the property. Because really until Tishrei, he was his Eved. So whatever the Eved does belongs to the master. Therefore, the master has a right to sell the property. So he sold him at Saradin. But now, since the Shash Shichru says it was written in Nisan, or Mafugel Shichru, when this Eved receives the Shash Shichru, the cost of the Nisan that it says inside the Shtar, he's freed by Nisan, is sold the Katar of the Kukash like a din. Now the Eved can go back to these people that bought the property off the master and say, listen, you had no right to buy the property off the master, because here shows I was freed Nisan. So this property that I bought after Nisan is my own property. My master has no right to sell it. Says, so, how could you return the shtar? Why aren't we afraid the Yevid will collect Lekukash like a din? So most of it depends. If Yodis is chus for never to go out free, she yotzei b'negas rabba l'cheris, ukabayi, according to Abayi, she did hold the yomar, eid of the chsum zochen lei, that as soon as the eidin signed in the shtar shikr, even before the master gave over the shtar to the Yevid, the shikr was really chal. Shapir, then it's very good. That's the story we had before, according to Abayi. That eid of the chsum zochen lei is something that's a chus. As soon as the Eidim sign in the shtar, we look as if the shtar is chal, as long as it will be given over later. So when the shtar shukr is given over later to the Eved, we look as if the Eved was really meshukr way before an Isin. Then we're not afraid to return the shtar, because the Eved takes it mitzad hadin. But the question is, Elo l'man d'yoma, chayiv hu l'yevid, she yoytsim d'agaz yad rabba l'cheiris, it's something bad for the Eved to go out free, because never is nichalei, b'zilusi, is nicha to live with a shivcha. He doesn't want to leave his shivcha, so he's nicha to remain an Eved. Mike l'meima, then we can say the Eidim right now are being mezaka for that Eved. It's a chayiv for him. So if so, the Eved first becomes freed in Tishrei. If so, how could you return such a shtar that's written up in Nisan? He'll take away the kukash like a din. So Gemara says, and the Morris says here also that the Chiyos the Mitrif know if the Yevid would ever want to come and take back that property, Arminin Leif, for sure the Lekuchas would say, I see Raya, I want you ever to bring me a clear proof, Amos Moti Shtar Shichu Liotcha, Amos Moti Shichu Liotcha, when did the Shichu come to your hands? Because here also the same story I could get. The Rabbana knows that we want the Shtar Shichu to get to the Yevid, because we want him to be freed. And that was Nushal, exactly when was it Chal? So the Lekuchas would know, to make sure to find out from the Yevid, you have to prove it to me exactly when you became a Shichu. Therefore, we're not afraid that the Eved will take away the property Shalika did. Then the Mishnah says, Daitiki Matonah. If you find the will, if you find the Shtar Matonah, the same thing, we don't return it because we're afraid maybe the person changed his mind. Tonah Rabbon, Ezehi Daitiki, what's called the Daitiki, what's called the will? Dotahel Lemekim Belias. That means the person at the Shimra, a person is about to die, and he says, I want this to be. Shemais, if I die, Nechosim Lepleini. I want my Nechosim to be to him. The kid said, Daitiki, your will is a Matna Shimra. The person means to say only, if I die, it goes to him. If I don't die, I want it back. Matona, what's a matona? Kosher kosher by Mahayoyim Liyachamisa. He says, I'm giving you the karka from Mahayoyim. Just the Paris I want to leave over to myself till after I die, then you get the Paris. Alma, what do we see? He kosher Mahayoyim Liyachamisa udekoni. Only because he says, today the goof of the karka belongs to you, but the Paris after I die. Viloy lakoni. And if not, not. The kuru, why not? The kuru, if I give you the karka right now, for sure it's called a good matona. So what do you have to say? I give you the karka now and the peris first later. Rabbayas and Bryce are trying to price it like this. Okay, this is the price I mean to say. Ezehi matana matnas bori. What's called a present that a healthy person gives away? Sheikh matna shimura. That has to do, look something like a present that that person, a dying person gives away. Tlekoni el yachamisa. In other words, the matna shimura, if a dying person gives away a present, you only really get the present after he dies. Because if the guy gets well, we say he never meant to give you the present, he wants it back. So what type of a present from a healthy person is like that? That you only get it after he dies? That's this case. I'm giving you the Ika Kraka, I'm giving you a present right now. But the payrus, the right to use it, I'm leaving over to myself, and that you don't want to get Liyachamisa. Samara says, Taima, why does our Mishnah say don't return a Daitiki or a Matono to Liyamatsnu? Because the owner doesn't say to give it. So we're afraid maybe he wrote it, but he changed his mind not to give it. We're afraid he didn't mean to give it. But if the owner would say, go ahead and give it, and then nice, then we would give it. Or a minute, we have a question. It says, Motza died kois. Somebody finds a star of a daitiki, a will. Or else, apet kuyois, you find a star of a napoitiki that says, like, napoitiki means that somebody made his sod and napoitiki to the malva. That's a milva about here, and I said clearly, if I don't have money to pay you back, you can take away my karka. Or matonis, or the star matonis. It says, apel pishishnei moidim, even though both, the Neusen and the Makabal admit that the Shtar was written up for them, still Loyachter. Lelazel, we don't return to either one of them. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashmah, Shtar Matan, you don't return, because we're afraid maybe they didn't mean to give it. But Mashmah Bizman, the Baal says, I wanted to give it to him, then we do give it. And here it's Mashmah, even though both might, still we don't return it. So Rababa, Barmamel, Lakasha, that is no stereo. I'll say it like this. Hobibori, Hobishimura. There's a difference between the Matanus of a Bori, healthy person, and Hobishimura, a person that's sick. Rashi hob bari shoy shtar matonas bari the cost of bay kid the cost of rome viase so therefore that's a good star must like this must our mishnah diktoni ho matzu our mishnah it's mashma when the owner says yes give the star nice when we give it that's by shimira that's the person was dying
Why? Debar Mahadahu. Because there a person's dying. If he wants to retract, he has the right to retract. Termina, we say, Ma'ikul Meima. What's the Shas? What are we afraid about? What we should be afraid about is like this. Maybe first.
All right, to turn over. Again, so the Gemara says, like, Ma'ikul Meima. What should be the Shas? What should we be afraid about? Again, you found the Shtar Matona that the Shchiv Meiber wrote. So Zoe was saying now, in the Mishnah, that our Mishnah's Mashma, that we don't return it because maybe they didn't mean to give it. But if he says Tanu, then we do return the Shtar. So Mara says, what are we afraid about? That Dil Mekosfe Mikorra Lahai. You have to be afraid, maybe first the Shchimara wanted to give this present, let's say, to Reuven. V'yimlok, and then he changed his mind not to give it to Reuven. V'lo Yoivin Alei, they didn't want to give it to him. V'hoda Kosfe, and then so he wrote a second Shtar, Li'ina Shachrini. So now the Shchimara decided he wanted to give it away to somebody else better. He wanted to write the Shtar to give it to Shimon. V'yoivin Alei, and the Shimon Itaka wrote the Shtar, and he gave him the Shtar Matana. Now Hashtar later, the Shchimara feels bad what he did. If a Hashtar Kohodabei, Meyahu, now he wants to change his mind and take it away from Shimon, the Yoivin Alei, and he wants to go ahead and give it back to the first one. That's what he wants to do. His Hashtar Kohodabei, Meyahu, Hashtar Kohodabei, Meyahu, the Yoivin Alei. Now the Shchimara has Charoti, he feels bad that he gave it to Shimon. So it's like this. E b'matnas bori, if we're talking about the Shchimara, gave the present to Shimon with a matnas bori, with a regular maton. He didn't use the lashon of a shchimera. He meant really to be mezakrit to the bori. If so, matnas bori yoivlei is so less late seder. And I'll tell you, the second one, Shimon cannot lose out here. He has the right to really keep the karka because he received it at a teres matnas bori, so he can't retract anymore. Techinofek tati, because even let's say the first one we use ishtar and the second one we use ishtar, basreitz azochi. The second one is zoicha. Because we see clearly he means to retract from the first one. Another one, like the first matona, was a matna shchimera, and now the second one is a matna zbori. So the second bori, the second matona gives, that was later, so we see clearly he meant to retract from the first matona. Therefore, of course, the second one will keep it, so we don't have to be afraid of anything. Now it says, but what about Ibn Matna Shchimura? Let's say he gave the second one the present also to us in Matna Shchimura. So Nami Yoivin Alei, he gave it to him. Les Bob Seder, he has no loss either. To Vasreis the Zocha, the Kohoda Bei Mikamaisa, because he was Chazer from the first one. Therefore again, there'll be no loss. In other words, if he gave the second one the present also to Matna Shchimura, and now, like right before his dying, he's telling us that he wants to give the shtar back to the first one, so it's also called again a chazor. In such a case now, the first one would be able to keep the matana, and that's mikra din,
because the shchimra has a right to retract. So therefore, like the last words he says counts, so therefore nothing's been done shaloka din, therefore we give back the shtar. But now, bebraisa, naki katoni bebraisa. Naki Ketana Braisa, when do we learn in the Braisa? That Afa Pisha Shnei Moedim Layakser, even though they both admit we don't return it. Lelezev Lelezev, I say that song about the Bari, with a healthy person. If so, the Lav Bamahedahu, he has no right to retract. If so, here we're afraid. That what? That if the Bari, the healthy person, says, return this Shtar, Matana that I wanted to give, we don't return it. The Armina, we say like this. Dil Makos Valhai Mikor. True. First he wrote the shtar at the beginning to give it to Reuven. He wanted to give the present to Reuven. But v'yimlach, then he changed his mind. V'lo yovelin, he didn't want to give it to Reuven anymore. And he didn't give him the shtar either. V'ho da kos v'lein ha-shachrini. Instead he wrote up a second shtar to give to Shimon. V'yovelin, and he gave that shtar to Shimon. So it comes out, Shimon really is kind of the matana. But hashto kohodabei, meyahu d'yovelin. But now the Nisan has charot that feels bad that he gave the present to Shimon and he wants to retract.
The sovereign, he thinks to himself, really I can't retract. Like I know since I gave the shtar matana to Shimon, Shimon really is kind of this field right now. Therefore the person thinks to himself, like, let me tell Bezdin, that really I wanted to give the present to the first one. And this is the shtar that was lost. So the nice thing says, listen, give the shtar back to this first person. V'nehedru nalein, give it back to him, ksava. Give him back this ksav, this shtar. Ki heichi d'ranoda, t'chimaf v'kai kosvo. That even if the second one, Shimon, comes later with the shtar that I gave it to him from Matono, but the first one will keep it. T'kodim zochi behu, because he has the shtar kodim.
So we're afraid like this Nisim will make up with the first one that they'll keep the Matan away from Shimon. So therefore, Bezdin rather El Amrinile. Therefore, Bezdin now says back to this Nisim, Anan os Bezdin haiksov lo yevinile. We will not return this ksav, this Shtar Matana, to the person that you say we should give it to the first person, Lahai. Because we're afraid, Dilma maybe michtav kasavta mihoz. True, you wrote up the Shtar to give it him, but lo yevinile, but you did not give it him. But instead, we have to be afraid, maybe you wrote up a Shtar to give the Shtar Matana to Shimon. And you gave it to Shimon. For kohadarta bei. And now you're having you're retracting. You feel bad. You gave it to Shimon, so therefore we're afraid, and therefore we don't return the shtar. And we tell you like this: listen, if it's really true what you're saying, that you did not give this present to anybody else, you only gave it to this first person. You wanted to keep it for kaboy is the taste for lahai, and you want this first person to be able to keep this present. You know what you could do then? Kosev lei hashtok savachrina. Go write him right now another Shtar Matana. Write him up a Shtar Matana now. V'yoyven alei and give it to him. So now there's no problem. And this will be the Sarah Din also. Because what should be? Because if it's really true, the Yoyvis Lin Shachrino, because if you really wrote the Shtar to Shimon first, before the second Shtar now, then less like Seder, then Shimon won't lose out. The Kodem Zochi, because Shimon's Shtar was written before the Shtar, like we're first writing up a new Shtar with today's date, so therefore we have nothing to lose. If you did not give it to anybody else, so very good. This shtar you're writing up right now helps. But what are we afraid about? Maybe you really gave away your shtar matana to Shimon, and Shimon really has the right to keep it. Senechnami, if so, then Shimon will keep it. Because when Shimon brings out his shtar was written before. So the kids, that's the tales between the Mishnah and the Braisa. One's with the Shchimara, one's with the Matnasbari. The Maria still, Maskeblor Razvid, resists to ask the question though. Maskeblor Razvid, for Idi v'Idi Daidekoi is Kotoni. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa, both Mashmah, talking about a will, a daideki, which is a matonis, a matna shchimera. So how could he answer me, one's talking about a matna shchimera, and one's talking about a matna's bori? That the Braisa, that's Mashmah, we don't return the dafka to the matna's bori? No, the Braisa is also talking about the shtar from a shchimera. A daidekois, that's a will. Elo, therefore, Omar al-Zvigas, it answers like this. Both our Mishnah and both the Braisa is talking about that the Nisan HaMatana was a Shchimera, was a person that's about to die. For Lekash, still there is no stira. One is talking about the Shchimera himself, is telling Bezdin to return the Shtar to the first one, then we listen to him. And Mas Nisan, and the Braisa that says, no, we don't return it, is talking about that the Shchimera already died, and it's his son that's telling to return the Shtar. They were afraid. So it's like this. Masnisa now a Mishnah that's Mashma. Udeko Omar Tenu. Noisnin, that if he says, yes, give the Shtar, we give it back. Bididei, Diba. We're talking about Bididei, Dibar Mehederu. We're talking about the Shchimera himself is still alive. And he has the right to retract. So therefore we listen to him. There's nothing wrong. The Amrinu is like this. Inami Yoivilin Shachrin, even though before this. The Shchimera really gave the Shtar to Shimon. He gave it to him from Matana. Less life Seder still does not really call the Ikra Din a loss if we take it away from Shimon and give it back to the first person. The Kamal Basra, Basra Zochi, because even the Shchimera gave it to one person, and then he has a right to give it to a second one, because the Shchimera has a right to be Chayza, to retract. To Ahoda Bei Mikama, he's retracting from the first one. So therefore, if it's Shchimera that gave the Matanis, we have no problem, we're allowed to listen to him. Whatever he says last to do, we have a right to listen to him. Because what was done before that, he has a right to retract. Now, Ki Kotoni Bebraisa, where was there, when is the Braisa talking about this? Mashma, that we don't return the Shtar, because we're afraid maybe he's being Chayzer and he can't be Chayzer. After the Braisa says, after Pisha Shnei Moed, even though both, the Noisin and the Makaba both agree that the Shtar Matana was good, still Layasa, we don't return it. Lelezer, Lelezer. It's talking about Bebrei. That the Shchimera died and we have a son over here. The Arminu would say like this, that Duma were afraid that maybe Kosav Avu Olahai. True, first your father wanted to give the Shtar Matana to this person, to Reuven. But the Amlech were afraid maybe your father later changed his mind. For Lo Yoivin Alei, and he never really gave him the Shtar. Or Bosar Avua Kosav Ihu Liyina Shachrina. And after your father died, you the Yorshim, you wrote up a good Shtar, a Shtar Matana now, to Shimon. And you gave him the Shtar. So really Shimon has this field. But now you children, you feel bad what you did. And Miyahu, you want to take it away from Shimon. And you really want to take it back.
So if so, you think like to yourself like this. Sava, mehed le'le mitzinu radanabi. Really, I have no right to retract. We're not shchimera. We were yorshim, and we gave away a present. It's a good matana. So really, you have no right to retract to get the matana back from Shimon. Is Ema, therefore, you think the kids think to themselves, let's say this. Emelu, let me tell Bezdin, diyaba yovele lahai, that our father gave this present to the first one, Reuven. Vinosnu leik sovi, and Itaka gave over his shtar. Vineza vinafik minei, if the who zochi, vinaflik badei. So we're afraid like the children are going to make up with this first Reuven and say, listen, even though you don't have a right to really keep the shtar, to keep the matana, but we'll make up and we'll tell Bezdin that really the shtar was really given to you from our father, and therefore you have a right to be zecher in it first, and that we gave it away to Shimon we have no right to, so therefore you get it mitzad adin, and once you get it, I'll share it with you. That's what we're afraid about. Hilkach, therefore, Bezdin says to the children, Anan haiksov.